SWAT standoff, fatal crash, and a 24-year council tenure ends in East County. East County absorbed a significant week of public safety and civic developments. The most dramatic was a SWAT standoff in Santee. Just after 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, August 5th, sheriff's deputies responded to the 11,000 block of Collinwood Drive after 25-year-old Chance Eckert allegedly strangled his adult brother for between 30 and 45 seconds. Deputies evacuated family members, obtained a search warrant, and spent roughly 6 hours negotiating before taking Eckert into custody without incident shortly after 1:30 a.m. Thursday. When the search warrant was served, deputies seized 8 rifles from the property. Eckert was booked on felony assault charges. In El Cajon, a 43-year-old man died early Saturday morning after losing control of his motorcycle near Pepper Drive and Jackson Hill Drive at approximately 12:46 a.m. The motorcycle struck several parked vehicles. El Cajon police say excessive speed appears to be a contributing factor. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact El Cajon police at 619-579-3311. On the civic side, El Cajon City Council member Gary Kendrick officially withdrew from his re-election campaign on August 6th, citing health concerns. Kendrick had served on the council for 24 years, a tenure spanning multiple budget crises, the COVID period, and successive public safety challenges. The city clerk confirmed the withdrawal. Kendrick had recently switched political parties before the announcement, adding complexity to an already consequential development for El Cajon voters heading into the fall election. Two other East County developments round out the week. Former Lemon Grove City Administrator Portland Bates has launched new chambers of commerce for both Lemon Grove and El Cajon, a move that existing local chamber organizations have publicly questioned and that may create navigational confusion for businesses weighing local advocacy affiliations. And in La Mesa, city officials are reviewing fixes for the chronic traffic bottleneck at the downtown Village Station trolley stop. Sandag's preferred solution is an elevated option, estimated at approximately $569 million, with city leaders acknowledging any implementation is decades away at current funding levels.